Dot. The 24th of May 2012. 2359. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee was at the nursing station at the start of the shift and asked if he could go to bed, which was agreed. He was observed to be asleep from 2200 and has appeared asleep throughout the night. Confirmed by H. Nicholson at the 25th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 2032. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Long day. Lee was awake at 8 o'clock. At the start of the shift he has been in low mood, and confirmed this. Verbally. He refused to attend groups and education, spending his time lying on the sofa and listening to music instead. In the afternoon his mood picked up, as he began to interact with his peers more. During which he was observed to be joking and laughing. Following a meeting with Dr. H.G., his mood dropped again as he was informed that he will be undergoing a mental health assessment. Subsequently he appeared withdrawn, spending most of his time lying on the sofa and listening to his music. He interacted minimally. He ate adequately. 1-1. Lee reported that he does not want to be here, and that he was feeling worse every day. He reported not being happy here for several reasons. He feels this place is restrictive. He misses his laptop and he does not like being around people as he is used to be alone. He acknowledges that he needs help, but feels that he can receive sufficient help from the community. He was told to think about the benefits of being here and the disadvantage of being at home. He acknowledged that there may be more risk of self-harm as he is not being watched as much, however he feels there is more distraction that he can utilize at home. He also reported that he wants to talk to Dr. H.G. and his social worker regarding this issue. We also discussed about how he was doing in terms of utilizing his distraction techniques. He reported that he punched the wall with his hand the other day. He did report attempting the distraction techniques, but he did not apply it for a long time. He was praised for remembering to use these techniques, as last time he punched the wall he did not even attempt any distraction techniques. He was encouraged to try and utilize the distraction techniques for a longer period next time. In addition, he was encouraged to get his carers to bring some additional materials that he can distract himself with. Confirmed by Lee Wunnett, the 24th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 1700. Psychological. Therapy. Title. Lee was frustrated in our session. He expressed wanting to be discharged, and he was annoyed that he might be put on a Section 3. Lee would much rather get input in the community. He feels that if he would stick to this, basically through of having to return here. This would equally be his motivation for not self-harming in the community. His coping strategies at home would be talking to his foster carer and surrounding himself with people as he doesn't self-harm in front of others. We talked about how he could make the most out of his time here if discharge wasn't possible. He said he would continue to talk to me about his difficult experiences, as well as taking advantage of the support from staff. Lee informed me that he has started to have access to his BlackBerry, 2 10-minute intervals, where he can chat to his friends. One of these friends is a 12-year-old boy in year 7 at his school. Staff are going to pass this on to the social worker, in terms of vulnerability of the 12-year-old and Lee will continue to have restricted access to his phone, monitored by staff, whilst informal. The 25th of May 2012 10:30, Oliver Sindel. Event by Oliver Sindel the 24th of May 2012. 1550, inpatient, medical, title, foster carer informed about MHA assessment. Call to Mr. Thompson, to inform him that we are having to proceed to Section 3 assessment, as he has withdrawn his consent to remaining in hospital. He told me that on Monday, he was hopeful that Lee was going to be able to work with us. Confirmed by H. Garrett at the 24th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 1541. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Email to Tier 3 Consultant. From Garrett, Helen. Sent. The 24th of May 2012. 1541. 2. Nirak Bertrand, East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust. Subject. Update. Importance. Hi. Dear Dr. Nirak, I'm afraid the situation has changed, as you predicted, that the young man for whom we held a CPA meeting on Monday has now withdrawn his consent to remaining here for treatment, so I have requested a Section 3 assessment. Yours, Helen Garrett. Dr. Helen Garrett, Consultant Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist, confirmed by H. Garrett at the 24th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 1520. inpatient, medical, title, request for MHA assessment. Phone call to senior AMHP, Bob Kirby, to request Section 3 assessment. He will try to organize that as soon as possible. If Lee tries to leave in the meantime, Section 5, 2, or 5, 4, should be considered. Confirmed by H. Garrett at, the 24th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 14:55. Inpatient. Medical. Title. Lee seen at his request. I suggested that he wait till tomorrow, so the independent advocate can support him. Lee told me he wants to see me as soon as possible and declined a nurse to support him either. Poor eye contact and red, swollen right knuckle, heads of 3rd-5th metacarpals. Lee said he did this. Last night punched a wall, as he is so frustrated at being here, this place is really getting to me. He informed me that it is different to Monday he would not harm himself and would work with community support. Lee told me that, if he is going to end up on a section, he will agree to stay. I had not mentioned that at all. He said he is too angry and upset to stay here, that it feels like a prison. Lee said he has had a computer since the age of 7, but has not had one here for 350 seconds. I informed him that I shall speak to Mrs. Coles about this, but he did not appear at all satisfied by this. He told me that he cannot support his friends. I reminded him that he has leave in the grounds to use his mobile, but he told me that 10 minutes is not enough. I explained to Lee that I did not consider it safe for him to leave and so would be requesting a further MHA assessment. He told me that he will probably end up here for the rest of his life, as he doesn't want help and will not talk to us. At the end, he appeared upset on the brink of tears and angry. Ward drive to examine his right hand, once he is calmer. Confirmed by H. Garrett at, the 24th of May 2012. The 24th of May 2012. 1400. Nursing title. R. Chapman had a conversation in which Lee stated that when he uses his phone he contacts his best friend who is 12 years old and has a lot in common with him emotionally and mentally. Advice was sought from Dr. H. Garrett and R. Barton. It was agreed that as he is informal we cannot prevent him using his phone at the moment, however advice should be sought from his social worker as they have parental responsibility. R. Chapman then tried to contact Carly Ratcliffe, leaving a message on her mobile and also contacting the office. A message was left for Carly to contact the ward on the 25th of May 12 as she is out of area today. The 24th of May 2012, 1913, Rosaline Chapman. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.